You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The first round of federal loans for small businesses struggling through the pandemic, it ran out so fast that many companies didn't get the financial help they needed. Earlier this week, the Senate approved a $484 billion coronavirus relief package that would revive the depleted loan program for small businesses, and the House is expected to vote on the package today. Are you a small business owner? How are you keeping your company going? Have you had to lay off or furlough? Have you applied for federal funds from the stimulus? Where are you at in the process? We're at 800-642-1234. Melissa Meschke is director of the Small Business Development Center at UW Stevens Point. Melissa, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, take us inside this latest bill package that is supposed to help these small businesses that couldn't get any aid during the first round.
Yeah, so the details are still being worked out. Obviously, it hasn't been finalized, but it is expected to be voted on today. But there is additional funding in that package for both the emergency disaster loan from the SBA as well as the Paycheck Protection Program. The process with that... the Paycheck Protection Program is the one that most people have been going after that we found at the SBDC. And those additional funds are to basically keep people on payroll is what the goal of that one is. There are additional funds available, but the pipelines have been building since the application closed last week when the funds ran out. So we've been encouraging people to continue applying for the PPP program, but know that those funds may go quickly as the pipelines are quite large.
Yeah, explain how the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program, works.
So the idea is that you keep people on payroll. So once you get the funds, you have 8 weeks to spend those funds primarily on payroll. 75% of it must be provided for payroll. 25% can be used for mortgage and utilities and some other expenses. The goal of that one is to actually have it forgiven. But we're still waiting on guidance for exactly what that's going to look like. The banks actually are the ones that get to ultimately decide if it's forgiven or not. So we've been encouraging people that if you've gotten the PPP loan to actually create a new bank account and pay your payroll out of that. So there's a really, really clear transaction line that the bank is able to look at after that.
Oh, so you can keep it completely separate from the finances of your organization, of your company.
Exactly. It'll make it a lot easier for the lender to look at once you're through those 8 weeks to make sure that the funds were spent as they were supposed to.
So for small businesses that applied for the program, from the CARES Act, from the original funding and didn't get it, should they reapply for this new round of funding?
Not for the Paycheck Protection Program,
okay.
But I'll do that with an asterisk. They need to contact their lender and make sure that the lender was keeping a queue. It was on the lender to keep the queue. As far as the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, the SBA loan, we are waiting for their guidance of if people need to reapply. From what we understand, they do not. But I'll give that with an asterisk as well. We're waiting for confirmation on that.
Do we have any indication how many small businesses in Wisconsin got loans during the first round?
Yes, we had, I believe it was 195 loans for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan. The Paycheck Protection Program, I want to say, was above 9,000 businesses. A lot more people got the Paycheck Protection Program. And there was also a fair amount of people that got the forgivable portion of the Economic Injury Disaster Loan as well.
We're talking with Melissa Meschke. She's director of the Small Business Development Center at UW Stevens Point. We're looking at how small businesses are doing and what federal aid is out there. Taking your calls about financial help for small businesses that are struggling to make ends meet at 800-642-1234. Do you work for a small business? And are you concerned how much longer you'll have work? Did you apply for a disaster loan? Did you get it? Call in. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. So Melissa, lots of asterisks there about what will be actually a loan, what will be forgiven. If it is a loan, what does payback look like and what is the interest rate?
The Paycheck Protection Program is a 1% interest rate over 2 years. The Economic Injury Disaster Loan for for-profit businesses is 3.75%, and those terms are going up to 30 years, but there's a lot of factors that obviously play into exactly what that term is going to look like.
And is that consistent across any type of disaster?
Is
it tied to interest rates?
It's traditionally used for for natural disasters, yes.
Yeah. What are you hearing from small businesses now? I mean, you're in Stevens Point, in an area where there are lots of different main streets, and, you know, the small businesses are the heartbeat of communities.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what the SBDC does. If you're not familiar, we do no-cost consulting for new and existing businesses. So we're very much in the business of doing business, right? So locally, you know, we hear a lot of worry about how long this is going to go. I think the uncertainty is the most difficult piece for small businesses because there's no end date, right? We don't know. Yes, on this date, we're going to open up all the stores and everything's going back to normal. We really know that that's not the case. So the uncertainty is really what we're helping people work through as small business owners and figure out, you know, what's next and how can we be creative during this time. I'll tell you, some of the businesses we've been working with have come up with the most creative ideas I could have ever thought of. And that's been really encouraging to see them still be able to bring in some revenue, although not equivalent to what they've been doing in most cases, but really being able to be creative and get through these times and work with us to do cash flow analysis and make sure that they can keep their doors open once they are able to open again.
What are some of those novel things that you're hearing that businesses are doing right now to keep going?
Yeah, one of my businesses, she does energy work, so she does Reiki. And she has a brick and mortar. She's got a place where she was doing energy healing in person. She switched to online energy healing. You can do it remotely if you're not familiar. And she actually found that she is more efficient and more effective remotely than she is in person. So it's been a really neat, unique opportunity. I just talked with a business owner yesterday also that does online style boxes. So she does, you know, she'll pack up clothes that she thinks will work well for you. And she's been doing that for, I want to say over a year, a couple sales here and there. And since this has begun, those sales have gone really high, a couple a day. So there's some opportunities out there for some online work through these businesses. Additionally, we're seeing a lot of takeout activity. I think that could be said for across Wisconsin and people being really creative with the different deals with, you know, to-go beers and to-go margaritas I've seen with some of our businesses, being really creative and just trying to make it work.
Is curbside enough, though? Is curbside delivery and making these deliveries to one customer here, one family there, is it enough to keep these businesses afloat?
It depends. You know, it depends on what kind of situation they were in before the pandemic began. Traditionally, restaurants, they have a very low profit margin, so a lot of them don't have a lot of reserves. So what they've been doing is cutting staff in most cases and, you know, running the restaurant themselves as owners is what I've seen, at least locally here, and just trying to get as many sales as they can. What I've heard from business owners is actually the weekends are very lucrative. They're very, very busy on the weekends, but the weekdays have been hard.
We're talking about relief money for small businesses, how small businesses are getting by with Michelle Meschke. She heads up the Small Business Development Center at UW Stevens Point. Are you one of the lucky ones? Is your small business thriving right now? What tips do you have for other business owners? Do you work for a small business and concerned your customers' orders will soon dry up? And then what? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute with Michelle Meschke right here on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the situation that small businesses are in during this global pandemic. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Congress and the White House reached a deal this week to put an additional $484 billion into coronavirus relief efforts. Lion's share of that money goes to additional funding for a small business loan program that quickly reached its cap earlier. Are you interested in applying for the federal government's second round of loans? Are you thinking about applying for traditional loans instead? Call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. We have Melissa Meschke with us. She directs the Small Business Development Center at UW Stevens Point. We heard from Jacob in Burlington, called in, couldn't stay with us. And Jacob wanted to know, Melissa, if sole proprietor businesses would qualify for assistance for either no work at all or for intermittent work.
Yeah, so we've been getting that question a lot because a lot of the business owners we work with are sole proprietors, single member LLCs, you know, people that don't always fit into the criteria of these programs, right? So one of the options for them is unemployment. They are now able to, in the state of Wisconsin, apply for unemployment benefits. There are some other traditional and alternative loan methods that they would be able to apply for. The Paycheck Protection Program, from what I understand, is not able to be used for sole proprietors. So we've been pointing people kind of to our website. If you go to wisconsinsbdc.org, we have a COVID resource page where you can find a lot of the alternative financing in addition to the government programs.
Governor Evers unveiled the Badger Bounce Back Program earlier this week, calling for a gradual reopening of the state in phases. How was that received by the small businesses that you work with? How will it impact those businesses?
Well, I think, you know, going back to what I mentioned before was just the unknown, right? There's still no dates with that program. So understanding the details of how we can get to each of those phases is what we've been helping people discover. You know, phase one really can't begin until we have a continued 14-day decrease in the number of cases across the state. Part of this plan is also dramatically increasing testing. So the likelihood of a drop right now is not very high. So, you know, just by the numbers that are going to be out there with the new testing that's been increased, you know, you're just not going to see a decline for a while. So what we've been trying to help people through is where does their business fit in the different phases, and how does, you know, for instance, the limit on number of people for gatherings, how does that still affect their business? Somebody that's in the event business, they really need to get to phase three before they can truly get back to what they're doing, because phase two is still a limit of 50 people.
I know payroll, as you've mentioned, is a really big issue. What are the other costs that small businesses need covered right now?
A lot of people really just need help paying their rent and paying their vendors. It's, you know, a couple thousand dollars for these businesses would go a long way in assistance to just help them meet their minimum. Payroll is obviously the largest expense for most businesses out there. Anyone that's, you know, got a little bit bigger business, they're going to spend a lot of money on payroll. And that's what most of the questions have been. Difference between the programs out there and just putting them on furlough and unemployment, for example. But yeah, a lot of expenses with vendors. And we've seen some flexibility with landlords not pushing to pay rent or vendors not pushing to get payment. But now we're kind of in this cycle where, okay, a business owner doesn't pay their rent. That means that the landlord can't pay their mortgage. You know, it's a chain effect. So we're getting to the point now, we're far enough into it where those vendors are looking for money as well.
Talking with Melissa Meschke, director of the Small Business Development Center at UW Stevens Point, and she's answering your questions about how small businesses can get along during this pandemic. Have you applied for small business disaster loans? Did you get one before the money ran out? If not, will you apply again? Join in at 800-642-1234. So, Melissa, normally in normal times, you do a lot of consulting advice on things like marketing or HR. How has that changed since the pandemic?
you know, we're still seeing enough of that. Some people are seeing this pandemic as an opportunity to actually get their business up and rolling. If they're maybe out of work and home, they have time to write their business plan. They have time to put together financials for the new business that they've been wanting to open. So we have seen actually regular consulting work mixed in with all of this. And actually, an uptick in marketing, right? Because I'll give the example of Facebook ads. A lot of businesses put a lot of eggs in that basket. They do a lot of Facebook advertising, a lot of targeted advertising to their market. Right now, Facebook is kind of contentious. When we go on Facebook, we might not be spending as much time on there. We might not be clicking on the ads. We might not be paying attention to the things we were before because of all the noise. So we've been helping businesses find out, okay, what are the alternatives? Where else can you do your advertising? Where else can you get your customers? How can you reach these people to get them to continue to make purchases? So still doing a lot of marketing, a lot of marketing assistance.
Well, it's really fascinating to me that this is a time that you're seeing entrepreneurs who have a bit more time to really chase after those dreams of being a small business owner. Is this a time for some risk taking?
It can be. You know, we saw that with the financial downturn in 2008, that it is an opportunity. You know, sometimes you can get financing for lower amounts. You can maybe get into a field that has some new opportunities that weren't being seen there before. I think, you know, now we're seeing all of these online potential, right? So using Zoom for online conferences and using, you know, video platforms like YouTube Live to do lives with your customers to help them interact and make purchases. People are getting so creative with technology that I think there are opportunities out there for the right person.
How would you suggest that small businesses work with their banker right now? And what are those relationships like? I imagined it's pretty strained.
I would say communication is your number one friend right now with all of your vendors, your stakeholders, people like bankers. You really need to be communicating and being honest about what things look like. We've seen a lot of flexibility and help come from banks about, you know, how do I determine who to pay and how do I go about this financing? They've been very, very helpful. So I would always encourage people to reach out to their banker, have a good relationship with them, and to be honest, because if you wait too long to reach out, sometimes it's too late.
Are there traditional loan programs outside of the federal assistance that might be the right thing right now?
Yes, there are several actually around the state that are available. The WBIC loans, WBD, the Hmong Chamber, the Kiva loans. You can find all that on our website, wisconsinsbdc.org. In addition to that, I would highly encourage any business owner to reach out to their local city and county officials, their economic development agencies, and their chambers of commerce, because many of those places are putting together grants and loan programs as well. So a lot of opportunities locally in addition to state and federal.
And how does a small business determine how much money they need, how much loan they need right now when so much of this pandemic is up in the air?
That is a great question and one we get very often. So what we would encourage people to do is do a cash flow analysis. And if you've never done one as a business, it's certainly something we can help you with. But basically looking at your finances, understanding what cash is coming in, what cash is going out, what expenses can you hold, you know, what revenue is coming in compared to what to use. Used to come in and do some new financials and do a slow ramp up, you know, do a couple versions where, okay, let's say you get to open in 6 weeks or you get to open in 3 months. That's going to make a big difference in your financials. So doing multiple cash flow analysis is a great way to do that. Additionally, a tool that I like to use is a SWOT analysis, your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And that's a great way to look at the network or the business opportunities that you're looking at, right? If you want to go try to do this new thing or go this new direction, it can help you look at all of the factors of that.
Well, as small businesses do move into the digital space, that digital realm, that also costs money if they're not already there in terms of internet security and privacy and being able to handle money across the internet. What do you see there on those platforms?
Yeah, cybersecurity is a huge issue as we get more into this digital space. That was really evident these last couple weeks with Zoom. They had lots of patches because people were coming into these Zooms on a public platform and you know, drawing things on the screen and taking over the Zoom. So even big companies haven't quite figured out exactly what that looks like. But cybersecurity should definitely be something you consider with anything that you do online. What are the platforms that you're using? What are their terms of service? Understanding where you're putting your data and how you're keeping it safe is very, very important to look at.
Well, we only have a few seconds left, but is there any hope that you see right now for small businesses? What are you saying to encourage them right now?
Well, I always encourage people to reach out for help. This is going to be much more difficult to do on your own than with other people. So I would encourage everybody to reach out to your local SBDC office and really get some encouragement that way. And they can help you analyze your business and see where the positives are and help you grow on those.
Well, Melissa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Melissa Meschke is director of the Small Business Development Center at UW-Stevens Point. Coming up, we talk with Wisconsin's Commissioner of Insurance. Marka Fobley is here answering your questions about what the pandemic means for the vast insurance marketplace. We'll be back with him after a news update here on the Ideas Network.